Gandhi ji has written a letter to his father, making a confession about the wrong deeds that he had done. But this cannot be considered to be a message. Message writing is different from writing a letter, though in a wider form one could treat like that, but they are not. A message is very short and to the point. It is normally written immediately after something has happened or something very urgent has to be conveyed. Observe the example that I am giving to you. Krishnan went to one of his friends and he writes a message. I came to your house to return your book. You were not there. I'll come again tomorrow at the same time. Let me know if you will be at home. My phone number is 2684370 1. Anil. Just try to observe what is the speciality of this message. It is not addressed in a very formal manner. Only the name of the person to whom this has been written has been mentioned as Krishnan. Date, of course, has also been mentioned. But at the same time, nothing, no salutation, etc., as it is done in the letters. It is very to the point, and specific information has been conveyed, and action required has also been focused. That is why all the messages have to be very brief. Most of the time, they are formal as well as informal. But certainly they are not letters. It is always brief because it deals with only the important points. It is clear and accurate. It does not include direct speech. It does not contain any address of the recipient or the person who has written it. Sometimes it contains a contact number, if required, for immediate action, or has got a brief salutation, for example, Krishnan. This is not exactly a kind of a salutation. It is simply to address to whom this message has been written. And that is how message is the need of life, and children are really required to convey. If the children are coming late from school, they would like to convey a message through somebody to the parents that they are going to be late. And that is how the message is a kind of a communication for information.